Australia prides itself, we pride ourselves on being a multicultural society, but is this reflected in our educational foundation? Books are an important way that children learn about the things outside their immediate family environment, and books also help our children develop empathy. Now, Dr. Helen Adam is a senior lecturer in the School of Education at Edith Cowan University. Now, Dr. Adam has published a study recently investigating the nature of children's books in a number of Australian childcare centres, and she's found some really startling results. Helen, thank you so much for joining us. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Willie.
Now, what were the key findings of your study?
Right, so the key findings in terms of the books were that only 2% of all the books, so there were, over the four centres I investigated, there were 2,413 children's books. Only 2% of those actually represented the viewpoints of a minority ethnic group. Now, there were another 16% of books that reflected some cultural diversity, but those were books in which either the minority ethnic characters were background to white main characters, white heroes, often without having a speaking role or any significant role in the story, or books in which they were sort of stereotypes. So, you know, books focusing on cultures or food, you know, cultural celebrations or food or dress. So giving one viewpoint about a minority group, and startlingly is you know that children are more likely to see children from minority ethnic backgrounds are more likely to see a dinosaur or a rabbit in a book than they are to see someone that looks like themselves.
Wow. Okay, run us through. I mean, there's some obvious problematic things about these findings, but run us through the kind of top things that stood out for you.
Look, I think it's the there's a couple of things. There's the invisibility of minority ethnic groups. So you know, they're just not there. So children, as you introduced the segment, and you're saying that books teach us about empathy. Books, children learn about themselves. They learn about the world. Experts say that books can be mirrors and windows. So when we read books, we can see reflections of ourselves, and children are very sensitive to the world around them and where they fit. They're developing their identity when they're very, very young. So if they're exposed to just one, you know, overwhelming viewpoint, then that can allow them to see that that's me or that's not me. I'm not there. I'm invisible. And this is really, really important because this can develop a positive sense of self if children are seeing themselves and their lifestyles and backgrounds reflected. And then if they can see people who are different to them, that can help develop understanding and acceptance and appreciation of others. But in this study, you know, the children in these centres are only seeing white middle-class heroes rather than a variety that reflecting the diversity that we see when we walk down the street, that we see in our shopping centres. That is what Australia is today in the 21st century. Yeah. So that's the really key thing.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you say to someone who kind of uses the throwaway line of, well, they're just kids' books, you know? Like, what are the implications and potential impact of this bias that you've observed?
Yes, look, I think that's a really good point because I think, you know, a lot of people perhaps when they hear something or study like this, their first response for someone who might be from a majority, you know, mainstream, not majority culture background might be like, what a load of rubbish. Children just need books and we shouldn't be worried about what's in them. And I understand that as an initial reaction to a point. But what's behind this is the research that's coming from around the world. You know, this has been researched for a long time, particularly overseas, by researchers from minority cultural backgrounds who are saying our children need to see themselves. Our children are growing up with this sense of invisibility that impacts on where they fit. And that has later implications for their education. Because if you're going to schools already feeling that you're other or you don't fit and then you're thrust into the nature of education, it can actually increase the likelihood of perhaps difficulties fitting in or difficulties with learning and so on. So, you know, I think that's one of the key aspects. And, you know, as we said before, the books that we had, you know, when we were, say, growing up in the 60s in Australia and 70s in Australia, Australia's very different now. So we need to be reflecting the environment that the children grow up in.
Yeah, so in terms of, so what's a solution? Is it about, you know, do we need to get publishers on board, or do we, how do you see this improving?
Look, that's a great, great question. Look, it is quite a complex issue, and interestingly, since my study was published this week, I've actually been contacted by both authors and illustrators who are saying to me, do you know how hard it is for us to get these the books you're calling for published? And I do, you know, this is something that's very, very, very important part of this problem is to actually get books by and about people from minority ethnic groups and other diverse groups too published. So that is one of the problems. There are some groups around the world. I'm not sure if you and your listeners have heard of the We Need Diverse Books movement, but I encourage people to go and look it up. That's a movement started by families, parents, community members saying our children need to see themselves in books, and that's gaining momentum. And I think there's also in Australia, there's the Love Aussie group, which is pushing for an increase in diverse Australian books, particularly for young adults, and another one called Our Own Voices. So there's this groundswell around the world, but I think what we need to do is mainstream people need to become part of this conversation. And we need to think, you know, many of us have interracial families or we have intercultural friendships. You know, we overall, despite, you know, what we hear and see in the media, I think most people really see us as a tolerant society. So we all need to be part of the conversation and calling for those books, looking for the books that are available and putting them into, you know, reading them to children, sharing them to children and making them available.
Dr. Helen Adam, thank you so much for your time this morning. I think it's a really vital piece of work you're doing. And I think particularly, like you say, the classic children's books that we've got from the 60s and 70s, it's not that they don't have a place any longer. It's just that we need to be diversifying
those
books.
It's not about what books we shouldn't have. It's about what books we need to add.
Yeah.
And that's a really important point.
That's excellent. Look, Dr. Helen Adam, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you giving me the time to talk about this. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.